He owned that tzadikhes. The general shalom was about a bayer, about the eggs. The chur, the eggs don't get from any tam. It's only called mai, it's only called water. More territory was the basis of fayach. That the egg has a chicken and it has a chicken inside it. And Rashi says that the boss is made same tam. And therefore really now doesn't make enough meaning if the egg came from a tzemeyo or the egg came from a teiro. The neveli, as the afreyach inside, the chicken inside, called the neveli, so that's the tam. So it says, abu tzemeyo loy. But if the egg just came from a tzemeyo, then it doesn't give up any time. So I used to have a question of that. It says, beitzim tohoiroiz, shesholkon in beitzim tzemeyes. So you cooked up eggs that came from an oif tol, with eggs that came from an oif tzemeyo. So it says, kilu yesh pen benoiz sein tam kulum asuris. Like if you have enough beitzim from tzemeyo to give off tam, and the other ones, they're all also. So you see that the eggs do give off taste. So says, no. Hochinam here also, I'll tell you the basis of fire. We're talking about these eggs have a chick inside it. Therefore, the chick inside that's giving off the taste, not the actual egg itself. So my says, they might call it tomato, so why do you call it the basis of tomato? Because it's not really called tomato. It could even be a basis of tomato, as long as it has a fire inside it. So my says, yes, kiva and the yisper fire, since it has an fire inside it, call it not tomato. That gives it a shame tomato, that's called the basis of tomato. So Moses says, no, the kiyas not pshat. For me, the 20 sefer, since the seven is sefer, beitzim shesholkon, if you cooked up eggs, the nimtza efreich biachos in hen, and if one of these eggs you find is a chick inside it, if so, now it says, im yesh behen b'nei sein tam kulum asuras, if there's no sein tam here, then they're all also. So much, but it's only the sefer talking about there's a chick inside it. Mechlau d'reisha, the first part of that Mishnah, the rest of Freyach, there's no Freyach askinun. And still it says Allah, it's totally B'nai Sein Tam, to see it's with, even without this. It's a Mechlau again, the reisha, the rest of Freyach, it's a Mashmah the reisha, it's all without there's no Freyach. So this is maybe no, it could be both talking about only because there's a chicken inside it. And Perusha, come a flourish, and one explains the other. Beitzim tohoirish shesholkin and beitzim tmeis, that it cooked up kosher eggs with trefer eggs. So it says what in the Reishim, Yesh Ben B'nai Sein Tam, Kulam Asuris. If there's not eggs there, no, there's not 60 times, or since there's 61 times Heter against the Yisrael, then there are Asuris. Ketzad, what's the case that the Talmudic egg gives off taste? Kogoyin Shesholkan, and how they cook them up? The Nimsa Freyach Be'achdan, it's not an Afreyach in one of them. So that's the case. But in the Chamber, without an Afreyach, could be its Mutter. Because an egg itself, even though it's Tamei, it doesn't give off taste. And the Gemara says, "Hoch, you know, must have this for also." These saga, what's the difference? These saga daitoch, reisha, the less brafroyach, the reisha omer with his no afroyach, is so harsh that the less brafroyach asurim, the yis brafroyach mi boi. Mandach in a case where there's no afroyach at the sasa, so for sure in the case where he has an afroyach, like what does the sefer have to say it for? So could that be proof to say that the sefer is only explaining the reisha that they're both talking about where they have an afroyach, and that's where it's also. But otherwise, an egg itself doesn't give off taste. It could be the pshat is only when the egg has a shell around it. When it has a shell around it, then we say the taste doesn't go through. It could be if it's a peeled off egg, then it could be the taste does go through. So Moshe said, no, maybe there's no proof. Imi shomho, of course, for this reason alone, you there's no proof. I'll tell you, Tony's sefer l'gluy reisha. It says the sefer to megala back to the reisha. Shaloi taimav, I do not say that reisha is b'afreich. Just the opposite. Don't think the race. Only talking about whether the chicken inside it. If it's a pure egg, maybe then it does not give off tam. Therefore, turn is safe for this perfect. In the safe it says the case is where there's no fresh chick in the egg. Mechla, that could be a proof the race should less perfect. That the race is talking about clearly where there's no fresh inside the pure egg. The filuhochi asira. And still it could be also. So, Kopon, there's no clear proof. But Kovan, that's the way he holds. That's the way we hold also. That the egg alone does not give off tam. It's only if there's an Efreyach inside the egg. But otherwise, an egg itself doesn't give off tam. Who then it could be if there's a blood spot. A blood spot also maybe could give off tam. A blood spot is also called like an Efreyach inside it. The Taptai says, V'uadin b'shar b'nimtza bo dam. If you find an egg that has dam blood inside it, the Tishah B'Tichla B'Kula. Yeah. The Tosfos is a Chilav. The time is Yiklufa. Esha the Asura. If it's made, she could first stay to sell, but if it's a peeled egg, a shelled egg, then maybe it is also. So Agamemnon was talking about clearly where it has a shell around it. But without the shell, it would give off time. And there would be an egg that has a blood spot in it, it would also give off time. That's why some people have the meaning, they never cook less than three eggs together. Because then even there's time of blood in one, be bottled in the other ones. Yeah, confirm the rice to be bottled. Right. Now the Gemara says, Ahu Kizeso Tarbo. It was Kizayis worth of fat. Who Kizeso Tarbo of trace of fat. The north of the cooler of the dish fell into a pot where someone was cooking up meat. So Kura Shalom, is it nice in time there or not? So Sever of Aslish Urei Bema the Bola the cooler. He thought to say, let's be Mishayir, how much went inside the pot also. Kamo de bola di kula. So here Rashi speaks out, it means to say, let's say the heter, let's say the meat. So don't only be Mishayir the meat the way it looks right now, but other rabbi, when you first put in the meat, it was much bigger. So what happened to some meat? The time of it went into the pot. He thought to be Mako to look into the pot. So therefore, you can measure how much the meat was from before. So that'd be a bikula. On this note, all Malay Rabbon Ravashi, author the Terra Bolo, the Surah Lebolo, what do you say that for? Do you think to say only the Hetadik meat, that's what got dissolved inside the pot, and not the Isidik meat, the same thing? If you look at the way this is now, why? When it first came in, there was much more to it, so that part got dissolved in the pot. The same way the heter got dissolved in the pot, the yisr also. So Rav Nachman, we always be mishai the way it comes to us right now. The way we see it right now, that's where mishai you need 60 times against the yisr that we have right now. Because both the pot is born from both the terah and the yisr. Now the Gemara says, Ohu palgad is esa. There was a half of a kezayis, the tarba fat. The north of the kud of this also fell again into a pot of meat. We're cooking up the pot of meat. So Sover, they thought to say, Sover ma baravash lishurei b'tlosin palgad is esam. He thought about to be makel here, it's enough if it went against 30 hefek is esam. Even though it's only 1 of 30, so soon Havimir could be thought to say, since it's only a chati shiur, it's only a chati kezayis, Havimir was not also midiraisa, so it could be makel, as long as 30 times against it, it's both of right, it's both of the tam. But this no, O Malaya, who the father said back, no, Lava Milcha, didn't I tell you, first of all, even if it only be Yasa Midrabbanan, so what? The mice is also Titus fat, so you can't be Mazalza, can't go lenient here. Bitla Brabel, since you have to have 60. Here you only have 30 times against it, it still remain Asa. That's one question. And the Yod, secondly, Yom Rabbi Yechon Rechonim says that Chatzi Shir is Asa Midrabbanan, even though you don't get Malkus in the Chatzi Shir, like here you're only eating a Chatzi Kizayis of the fat. But our component, this fat is also midiraisa. So midiraisa now, when it falls into the meat, if it gives taste, it's also the midiraisa. So that you have to be machno, only be mutter, you have 60 times the amount of how much fat fell in. But only 30 times, about it still be also. Omer Rav Shomen bar Abo, Omer Rav Idi, bar Gershom, Omer Levi bar Parton, Omer Rabbi Nochum, Omer Rabbi Rabirim, Mishum Zorka Mechad, name one other person. Rabbi Yaakov Shmedim, Rabbi Yaakov. The what is like this, that the Vei Nisiyom, the people from the Vei Nisiyom, from the Nasi's house, says that the Beitzah, the Samech HaSurah, if a Trefidik egg falls in, even to 60 other eggs, still a Rasa. But the Samech, the Yachas Mutterza, falls into 61 eggs, then it becomes Mutter. Since the egg has a Chumrah, that's not Batel and Shishim. You have to have what? Another one, you have to have 61 against it. Yeah. The sun say why? Yeah. That is all. 61 is Materis. Oh, Malay Abdel Rav Shomon Bar Abba. Raw, I see, Sha Tomato Bogvul Heter. You're putting the exact limit to when exactly when it's Mutter. Rashi says, Raw, Ma'atais, look, see what you're doing. Shalai Tito, don't make mistakes. The people should make mistakes over here. Now be careful exactly what you mean to say. Because Sharei the Gemara says, Shnei Gedolei Hador, Le Pirush Hadover. There are two Gedolei that said over this halacha, they didn't say clearly what it was. And that was Rabbi Yaakov, Baridi, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Achmeni. That Tavayim, both of them, Mishmed, Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Rabbi Shur Ben Levi. B'tavayu mishme de b'shu b'levi, Amr says this, that the dates b'sam echasurim, if one treif egg falls into 60 hetetic eggs, so it's also. B'sam ech b'yachas muteret, but if it falls into 61, then it's muter. And the bully, we had a question, what do you mean to say over there? B'sam ech b'yachas b'hadidido, did you mean to say 60, b'sam ech 61, with this one, meaning to say one egg is bottled in 60, I do maybe know. Levar mino. He meant to say one treif egg has to fall into 61 hetetic eggs. Does the 61 have to be complete heter without this one? That was their shiloh. For they push it, and they didn't say clearly what they meant to say. Omar, but you're saying over now, push it lemishet. You're saying over clearly, yes. And that's what you're saying over, that an egg falls into samech et salasura. But the samech liyakas muteris. Mashma, that the one treifetig egg is only becomes mutter if it falls into 61 hetetic eggs. That's what he's saying, samech liyachas. So together it's 62. So out of these 62 eggs, the one is treif and 61 heterim. Vaisos the eggs, vaisos the sa, I think someone, the pshat is, we're not sure exactly, eggs have different sizes. Some are bigger, some are smaller. See, we know usually it's enough just to have 60, but here you're never sure if you have exactly 60. Maybe the issetig one is a drop bigger. And the other 60s are not really 60 against it. That's the difference. The chumah be'eggs, you have to have 61. Yeah. Yeah. That's the name of the year. Right. Now, if we're on this, Omer Rabbi Chelbo, Omer Rafuna, Beitz b'samech b'yassur nechnami, if an egg falls into 60, it's still also. The samech v'yachas, v'hi muteres, it falls in. He says, "With beya, the samech v'hi, samech v'yachas." You should have some measure. If it falls in 60, and this one is also, but 61 and this one together, 62, then it's muteres also. Clear like this. So the egg is a chumra. It has to be 61 against this one treifetik egg. Hahu di osla kaim with the Rav Gamliel, Bar Rebbe. My father, when Issef fell in, he wasn't Mishaya with 47 times. I'll be Mishaya with 45 times. The Shabbat, what he meant to say, the Chur, we don't pass like this. If 45 times is not enough, you always have to have 60. So Rashi has two pshat. In the one pshat, Rashi says, he only found 47 times. He was Matarit. So Shema Mina, you don't need 60. So he says, I'll be maker, I'll be matter with 45. That was one shot. Rest another shot where she says, no. And he said, if his father, Abba Lashir B'Abba Mesheva, B'Tmiya, it's Abba B'Olafon, and my son, he had 47. He still wasn't Mavatlet, because they all need 60. So I only have 45, for sure I won't be Mavatlet. I call upon him, he wasn't, and according to our second shot, like Lashir B'Tmiya. Like my father found, Issa fell into 47 times as much, and he wasn't moderate. So in my case, only 45 times, for sure I won't be moderate. Having more says, who do you also come to Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe? Someone came in front of Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe. Omalei, Abba Loi Shiba Mem Hei, my father was not moderate something, fell in 45 times. Vani Yeshab Mem Gimel, I should be maker with 43, so much like Rashi Sekhem Shant. Like Avad, I'm not going to be maker now. Like if 45 is not enough, 43 is also not enough. And we'll soon see. Mahu diyos lekaim with Reb Chia. Omale, he said to him, "Is klum yeshleishim? Is there 30 times against that? So time of leke shleishim mashman, because there wasn't shleishim. Weik shleishim mashman, if there's 30 times as much it misharinan, that you would be mishar, you would be makelit. So what's a kasha? We always say you need 60. Omer Reb Chanina guzma oma. He only said the exaggeration. There's not even 30, but he did not mean to say that there would have been 30, would have been makel. But even with 30 also still be yasa. Now the more ends off, Omer Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yishur ben Levi, Mishum Bakaporo, that Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah B'Samech, all Yisurin Shabbat Torah Nechlem, it's only bottle in 1 in 60. Yeah. And Omer Lefon of Rabbi Shmur bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Ator and McCain, you say like this, that what, that you need 60 times. But Hochi Yom Rabasi, Omer Rabbi Yishur ben Levi, Mishum Bakaporo, Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah B'Meya, he doesn't know, you know, he has to be 100 times. One tray falls into 100 times, the Mazen becomes Mutter. Otherwise not.
So Rashi says Chedushimi. Rashi learns Pshat the Samach. Rashi says, Heich Rashi says, if you buy the kit and it doesn't give off term, then it's not bottled until 60. But let's say you taste it even after 60, still it's awesome. So Rashi has a tremendous Chedushimi. Rashi learns that even though you don't taste it anymore, still it needs Shishim. And Masnua next Gemara went off from Zeruiah B'Sheva. The bottom place, Dak argues in Rashi, the bottom place says, no, the bottom place says, Pierce of Kuntris, the Yavki Loyor of Tanim, in case it doesn't give off Tam, still you need Shishim. And Toys argument says, no, if you're nearer, no, Toys holds that, no, Shishim is like only like a Chumrah. If we can't taste it, you don't know, then you have to wait till you're 60. But in case you could taste and you don't taste the Yisr, it could become both even less than 60. The Rashi's Mashmah know that you always need 60. Then also Rashi says, let's say there is 60 there and you still taste it, about to still be Yosef. The Mashmah for Rashi is only Yosef with the Rabbanan. Rashi's Mashmah is the Gzeiras HaKosav here that there's been bitless solely in Shishim. If you have 60, it's bottle. You don't have 60 times, not bottle. But I'll call upon him when you have 60, even though you could taste it, with the Rabbanan is still Yosef. Here, let's see. Samura says, so my focus here, if you'd have to bottle at 1 in 60 or 1 in 100. Samura says, Ushnei, both of them will do the other out, and the Mizraya B'Shelah from the Klal of Zeruiah B'Shelah by the aisle that a Nozer brings. Like Rashi says, Zeruiah, that's the thigh, shall aisle Nozer. A Nozer has been called an aisle. Hu hamur mimenu, that he has to give to the Kayin. And the rest of the aisle, the Bailam Kedit, it's a Korb Mishlamim. So in the Chiddush is, you cook it up together, and then you give the Zeruiah, the thigh, just to the Kayin. So what the Mor says, El Mizraya B'Shelah, this is the Pasuk says, that the Kohen takes the thigh. So, Bashayla, that was cooked up. The Tani learned like this. When the Pasuk says, Bashayla, Ein Bashayla Shleima, means you have to cook up the whole aisle together.